Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. Just before taking the mic, I happened to see something, and it affected me, so I just want to talk about that first, if you don't mind. I saw a post in Facebook about some girls, teenage girls, who put fireworks in a dog's mouth. And the post had the picture of the dog covered in blood. And I saw that, I mean, just minutes ago. So I felt this sadness. And I just don't feel like running right into something else. I feel like just being with this for a moment. And here it is, time to take the mic and teach seven steps. But if you don't mind, since I felt a very genuine sadness when looking at this picture, I'd like to just pause and look at this. So I'm just going to pause and look at this with you all, and then we'll get to the seven steps. So there's a deep sadness here. I don't know how to describe it. It's like an inward agonizing moan. I suppose that's the best way to describe it. An inward agonizing moan. And if I, you know, just let the ego speak for a moment and express its thoughts, the thought is, how could someone be so cruel to something so innocent, so trusting, and so unsuspecting, and also without the ability to understand that cruelty? And now I'm just being silent for a moment because I'm just resting with this sadness. I seem to feel it in both my heart and my face. And I suppose I feel it in both the heart and the face. The heart feels broken, like a broken heart. Like I'm disappointed in humanity again. And I suppose I feel it in the face because, you know, that's where the tears appear. That's where they gather somehow and appear. So that's where I notice it in the body. The next thing I notice when I look is that, again, there's anger in the mind. I'm just letting that anger in the mind be, that sadness in the heart be. Just to be perfectly honest, you know, there's a part of me, the part of me that wants to look at this with inquiry. There's a part of me that wants to move into awareness and notice this sadness, these tears, and the anger, although the anger right now has faded, it's being consumed by the sadness. There's a part of me that wants to look at this and notice that it's an object and shift to awareness. But there's another part of me that's very angry at that, so I'm going to stay there for a moment. This isn't the anger right now at, you know, at what happened. to the dog. This is the anger of the ego for me wanting to take attention away from what we call the illusion and to place it on reality. The ego, again, if I was to put words to it, it's screaming that this is disrespectful to the dog and to all victims of cruelty. To just so quickly deny it, to so quickly shift into awareness is disrespectful, highly disrespectful. So, in a way, what I feel to do for a moment is honor that voice. Honor that voice for its feelings. And then shift. And there's something that feels very genuine about that. Instead of ignoring the voice, honoring the voice for its feelings. And then after I honored the voice for its feelings, what I could feel was a genuine shift. And this genuine shift came with the remembrance that if I stay stuck in the illusion, if I stay stuck in the anger, in the blame, that my energy is a part of the problem. And with that came this opening feeling and this realization that I want to be a part of the solution, which is the remembrance of truth. That where remembrance of truth is, these types of situations cannot even arise. And now I do not have any lingering attachment to the ego voice. I feel genuinely shifted away from it. And I don't feel any disrespect of the situation. But I feel a genuine freedom and peace and happiness arising in me. And if I give a voice to this genuine freedom and peace and happiness and joy, it's like a celebration gratitude, but you have to make that one word. It's like a celebration gratitude at the choice to remember truth. I do feel a genuine respect for suffering right now. It's different than the respect the ego spoke about when it wanted me to stay stuck in the anger and the blame and the hurt. This would be more what we would call compassion. And I'm grateful to know that self-realization is the answer to all problems. And I'm grateful to make the choice for self-realization myself. I'm grateful now to move into awareness. My attention is shifting away from the story. Into awareness. And what I feel now is a desire to just abide there. desire just to abide in awareness, watching awareness. Awareness being awareness. Out of respect for peace. And the song that's coming to my mind now is, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. But the tone of that, as it's coming to me, is, you know, what the world needs now is the peace of abiding in truth realization. And I even feel a gratitude to myself for making this choice. My attention has just gone back for a moment to the girls who placed the fireworks in the dog's mouth. And I just want to be with the thought of them in peace. Abide as my true self, while the thought of them is present in the mind. And now my attention is shifting to the animal. And I feel the same, to stay in the heart, to stay in the peace, to embrace the thought of this animal with the awareness of my true self. And I just want to abide here. I don't feel to move from here. So what I'm going to do to give myself the opportunity to do that is I'm going to pick a song that is quiet and just allow myself to abide for a little bit. So here's a song called Om Ah Hum. It's about 5 minutes long, and I think that will be good for me. So I'm just going to play this song and then just close my eyes and abide. Thank you. now, after having taken the time to move through that process, I feel genuine love for these teenage girls as my daughters, you know, the same. Just genuine love. And of course, genuine love for the animal too. So there's nothing there now but love, and so I feel complete. And thank you very much for letting me do that. It didn't seem appropriate. It took about 20 minutes, didn't it? But it didn't seem appropriate to ignore that pain and go into teaching, the scheduled teaching, the 7 steps to awakening. Because it doesn't feel right to me to ever ignore pain. If there is pain, there is an opportunity for healing. And so I just wanted to embrace that. I just wanted to take that. And thank you for letting me do that.